Hey, I'm Johanna Wagstaff.
And hi there, I'm Rohith Joseph.
And we're asking for 10 minutes of your day to go through the 10 things that the UN recommends we can all do when it comes to climate change.
Please don't leave.
No.
And also, the things aren't new.
We are just wired to not do them.
We promise you to help you figure out your brains, and you and your people can make better choices to combat climate change.
10 Minutes to Save the Planet is available now on CBC Listen and everywhere you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Neil Herland. The federal conservative leader is using some strong language when referring to the prime minister. Pierre Poilievre made the comments when he stopped to chat with anti-carbon tax protesters camped out on the highway between Nova Scotia and New Brunswick. Marina von Stackelberg has more.
Because everyone's been screwed over.
Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre speaking about Justin Trudeau in a video filmed yesterday by one of the protesters.
People believed his lies. Everything he said was bullshit, top to bottom.
The group displaying F. Trudeau flags has been camped alongside the Trans-Canada Highway since the carbon tax went up April 1st. Poilievre thanked them.
We were just going along the highway. I had heard about you guys on the news, and we saw you, so I told the team, let's pull over and say hello.
The prime minister responded.
He will do anything to win, anything to torque up negativity and fear. And it only emphasizes that he has nothing to say to actually solve the problems that he's busy amplifying.
Trudeau also blasted Poilievre for not condemning Alex Jones. The notorious American broadcaster and conspiracy theorist has publicly supported Poilievre. The Conservative Party says it does not follow Jones or listen to what he has to say. Marina von Stackelberg, CBC News, Ottawa.
In Gaza, Israel intensified its bombing campaign after weeks of relative calm. The renewed offensive comes as international pressure mounts to investigate an alleged mass grave outside a Khan Yunis hospital. Sasha Petrasik reports.
Next to Nasser Hospital in southern Gaza, bulldozers dig in to the dusty ground. Volunteers with shovels follow, scraping away at buried plastic body bags, seen in video shot for CBC News. The hospital was recently abandoned by Israeli troops after they said they'd finished looking for Hamas fighters there. Now, officials with the Hamas-run health ministry say they've uncovered a mass grave. CBC was not able to confirm those details. Israel denies it was responsible for the grave, calling the allegations baseless, though it does say soldiers may have dug up some bodies looking for missing hostages. Washington wants to know more, says National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
Those reports were deeply disturbing. We want answers. We want to understand exactly what happened.
Sasha Petrasik, CBC News, Washington.
A grand jury in Arizona has indicted 18 people on charges that they took part in a fake elector scheme to re-elect then-U.S. President Donald Trump in 2020. The court papers list a former U.S. president, presumably Trump, as an unindicted co-conspirator. The indictment is redacted to conceal the name of seven defendants in addition to the 11 who were named. The U.S. government is giving an ultimatum to the social media platform TikTok. Find new ownership or else. TikTok faces a U.S. ban if the Chinese-based owner, ByteDance, doesn't divest. U.S. lawmakers say it poses a security threat. Cameron McIntosh has more.
Hi, everyone. Show here.
ByteDance CEO Shou Chu accused the government of bending to American social media giants.
This bill gives more power to a handful of other social media companies.
Either way, TikTok is becoming a bigger and bigger player.
We're seeing a bipolar world where China is exerting its influence.
Law and technology expert Daniel Chai says this is about politics.
This has geopolitical implications as well in terms of the influence of these apps on culture, politics, how people think.
Abani says could face years in court. TikTok is banned on Canadian government phones. But the prime minister, who, like President Biden, has an official TikTok account, won't say if Canada will follow suit.
The security, the privacy, and the data protection of Canadians needs to be a first priority for us.
Cameron McIntosh, CBC News, Winnipeg.
And that is your World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Neil Herland.